There we go. And we're back live with the Captain Crunch here. A couple more questions emerging from the IRC here.
And hello to Matt Hillock and Legion. So those guys were listening to out there. So they wanted to call in. Fortunately, I don't give out my personal number, but these people seem to have had it. There is no call-in number for the station, guys, so don't try to call. Don't try to call me.
Yeah, we've got the ARC at the 2600.
We're here at the Hotel Pennsylvania in New York City. And the problem is they don't have a call-in number. This isn't like a call-in show or something. So
no,
the best
like
way
that.
You get to talk to me is you can email me, jdcrunchman@gmail.com, or you can go to the IRC chat at scratchradio-statler.
Radio.statler.
At
2600.net. All right.
So that's the IRC chat server. You can hop up there and get on and ask me questions. That's the best way.
So, yeah, and we've got a few here.
These are on the website. Yeah, okay, well, there you go.
Yep, radio.hope.net. That'll give you everything you need to know to get through to us.
That was one thing. Who I'd like to see play me in the movie.
Yeah.
I haven't really done a casting call yet for the movie, so we're way before that. So we haven't even begun to think about casting for the movie yet.
Yeah.
So not even the script has been written yet, let alone the movie itself. But I was promised that I get a chance to pick who plays me in the movie from the various different age groups that was there. A lot of the focus on the age group will be when I was somewhere between 26 and 36 years old. That time interval in there was pretty heavily talked about in the book. Then there was before the U.S. Air Force, then after the U.S. Air Force, during the U.S. Air Force. 64 to 68, and then my high school from 60 to 64, or 61 to 64. So it's all part of that.
Sure.
I mean, back, in that time. So let's see what else we got here. Are you on the verge of a new Skype video network, like Pigeon? Well, my new web franchise will all be written in HTML5, CSS3. Will also be very rich with multimedia capability, video conferencing capability for those people who want to collaborate on projects. We'll be able to use that, plus video delivery networks.
All right.
Let's see what else. Okay, then there was anywhere else? Let's see. What is like to be played by someone in the movie? Well,
you've already been portrayed.
Yeah, there was a movie. It's called what was it called?
Pirates of Silicon Valley. Yeah, I remember that. Sure.
Yeah. And did an IMDb on the movie and found out the guy who was playing me. I know who he is, and we can contact him if we need him. If he wants to play me in the movie, I guess that's fine with me.
Have you been contacted regarding this new Steve Jobs biopic?
There is a new movie coming out on Steve Jobs.
Yeah.
Yes, I've been contacted. No, I haven't seen the script yet, but some of my best friends have seen the script. It's probably just about beginning to be shot pretty soon.
Yeah, if they're not shooting right now, anyway.
Yeah, I mean, they had a casting call like a while back, I remember. Let's see what else there is.
Wayne Perry, is that who the... Was that the actor who played, who was portraying
him? Wayne Perry, yeah. Yeah, that sounds about right.
Okay.
Thanks for the information.
Yeah. Okay, yep.
I use an iPhone for my mobile phone. Yeah, I know, yeah, ATT, but what the hell, you know. I'm just too lazy to change carriers.
Same
anyway.
Yeah.
And ATT's got better coverage than Sprint. At least in my area. So what I got is this nice little clear puck, which is a nice little program that carried in my backpack, and I have a little on-off switch. Turn it on, and it's got my little Wi-Fi in a backpack.
Yeah, no, it's fun. I mean, you would not have been able to guess back in the days when you were, you know, whistling into a phone to make long distance calls that you would be able to carry that kind of technology.
Yeah,
in your hand.
It's really neat. It's 4G. It's 4G to Wi-Fi, unlimited data. It is kind of a little pricey though, $50 a month. But heck, we ain't got no place to go to a Wi-Fi hotspot. At least you could carry one of your own.
Absolutely.
And it's not covered everywhere either, I might add. It's only covered in large cities. Las Vegas is really well represented with 4G, as well as L.A., San Francisco, in places, and even here in New York City,
mm-hmm.
which surprised me. Well, I mean, come on, New York City. You got to think that they'd have... Why? I mean, they'd have 4G, right? Germany, just starting to get 4G right now. Poland, nope, no 4G there, except they got a lot of 3G. Poland's been very, very modern now. They got new roads now. They got a really modern cell phone infrastructure with repeaters along the roads that you'd travel on. So you're never without reception. The minute we crossed into Germany, it's edge. It wasn't until it wasn't until we get within 30 kilometers of Berlin that we started getting 3G.
Interesting. I would have thought Germany, because Germany's one of the more advanced
countries in the EU. That really surprised me, because Germany should be. I mean, even Bogota, Colombia had 4G when I was down there. They just put 4G in Bogota. And in that other city, Medellin, actually. Yeah, Medellin, Colombia. There's two cities in Colombia that have got 4G now. Medellin and Bogota. Mexico City's got 4G, I think.
Hmm.
So it's coming in. It's coming. But it's nice. It's so friggin' fast. I mean, it's not like Wi-Fi or anything, but it's pretty good. So that's
well, somebody had a question about the if you had an opinion on the different approaches between iOS and Android.
Oh, I got a lot to talk about there. I've been doing both iOS and Android programming myself. I'm using Eclipse for the Android. I'm writing it in Java. It's all XML. Everything, all the data structures are all in XML. Me personally, I would use JSON for client-server communication. It's a little bit more compact data packets. But Android, you know, you got those. What do they call them? The applications, and then the iOS on the Mac is all done in Objective-C. So. Two different systems, two different languages, and the structure of the iPhone versus the structure of an Android phone is totally different. Android's got activities. Everything is an activity on the Android phone. On the Macintosh, it's different. Not on the Macintosh, but on the iPhone, it's different. So you have just different views and different actions and events that take place. You just act on an event. You have to be really careful when you program the iOS, because you got to be careful with garbage collection. you got to be careful with memory. You got to be really, really conscious about how much memory your application takes, because these portable devices ain't got much memory, ain't got much wiggle room, that's for sure.
No.
So there are limitations about what you can do on an iPhone, as opposed to, let's say, a desktop. I mean, you can have a really robust, sophisticated program on a desktop. When you do it on a portable device like an iPad or an iPhone, you got to be really conscious of not only the programs, but the memory footprint the program takes when it's stored on the flash drives on the iPhones and on the iPads and on the Androids. So Android's kind of Java, XML, Macintosh is resources, and Interface Builder.
Well, it would provide a possibility of Firefox mobile platform. What would provide a possibility of Firefox mobile platform
on your
Android phone?
A racing
game. Well, I don't. I've never actually had any experience playing with the Firefox mobile platform.
I mean, I've done everything in the SDK, the Java SDK with Eclipse. Yeah, of course it's Flash. Duh, come on. You expect a hard drive in your iPhone? Yeah, right.
I think the...
There's one up here. Did you feel Steve Jobs changed after he had his kid girl, and did this affect his negativity or not?
You know, I know very little about Steve Jobs' personal life. Once he started getting filthy rich from Apple, he started putting himself into a bubble and put a big brick wall around himself. So you don't get a chance to talk to him unless you're a filthy rich person, so you don't know what's going on with Jobs. I mean, I've been trying to get Jobs to interview with him for my book for more than a year. He's never replied. Now he passed, I ain't get a chance to talk to him.
Oh, that's a shame.
Well, I just have to write about him from what I remember, but it may not be true, you know?
Yeah.
Let's see. Yeah. Well, I see mobile phone, that's about it. What is your opinion on the walled garden approach of iOS? Oh, walled garden. This is the more open Android.
Oh, yeah, you got the App Store on iOS, which is very, like, you have to go through Apple's procedures versus
since the iPhone is closed, they have a lot more control over the applications that you can download to your phone. And even with all that strict control, there are still programs out there that can plant Trojans in your phone that escape the Apple's high scrutiny, which kind of sucks anyway. Because the whole purpose of a closed system is to prevent phones from getting attacked by viruses. However, there is something that I came across, a document. I'm not saying how I got the document, but it's a document that basically allows you to control the phone in ways that you can't possibly imagine. Like when you're using a cell phone, it communicates with a cell tower, so it knows what cell towers it's using, but it also communicates with other people in the cell tower, so it knows what frequency to assign your phone. And I have access to that information. I can go in, I can say, oh, gee, look at that. I've got 30 people connected to this cell phone tower. Where are they located at? Oh, here they are right here. I can move the phone around like this, and then I get to a certain point, hey, there's Joe Schmuck over there 600 feet in that direction. You know? So, obviously, this is not something that I'd like to see get out into the light of day.
No.
But with this knowledge that you have with the APIs...
Is it 8-bit?
I can't say.
Can you use the music? Wait. Could I use the music you used to get the long-distance calls earlier for my flash car game? Could I GPL that?
You go up to my SoundCloud page, and there's a song I wrote called Space Station. It's psychedelic trance. And go up there and give it a listen. I hope to have more time to produce more songs. Nathan from VP of Capitol Records took a listen to it. He says, yeah, what you should do is put it up on CD Baby. And he says, oh, yeah, well, if I'm interested in producing music, I guess I can do that. But I'm not interested in producing music. I just did it for fun.
Sure,
did it 2 years ago, too, actually.
No, I don't think you can use my music to make long-distance calls. Yeah, Space Station. There's only one song up there on my SoundCloud page right now. It's just called Space Station. Give it a listen and crank up the volume and get high and just, you know, get your head in the right space for a space journey to the space station.
Yeah, maybe we can get that on the air a little later today.
You can download it from SoundCloud. I activated the download feature.
There we go. Okay, listen for that coming up here in a little bit.
Yeah. So let's see, what else? Any other questions coming through? No?
So you're going to be talking at the conference here?
Yeah, I'm going to be talking at the tomorrow night.
Tomorrow night, that's right.
Tomorrow at 1800, Old School Freaks. And be there or be square, because you're going to not want to miss it. I'll be giving demonstrations of blue boxes and how they work, and with recordings the blue box calls made a long time ago when the equipment still existed.
Right. Okay.
And
awesome.
Including the longest and largest tandem stack ever.
Ooh.
And then watching the tandem stacks just collapse. Chink, ka-chink, ka-chink, click, click, ka-chink, ka-chink. And these are all the connections that we made to go to this other phone went right next to us. And then we would flash hook switch. You could see the flash signal. And you're going to love that, man. So you got to see that. So come to the talk, 1800 tomorrow, here at Hope, New York.
All right. Or if you're listening to this in the future, go download it from the Hope website.
Yeah.
And be here for the next conference, so you can see this stuff happening live.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much for inviting me to talk. And
oh, thank you very much for coming around and saying hi.
Yeah, no
it's
no
been
problem.
A real pleasure.
You guys actually called me up, so I was right here. Let's see what else. Is there anybody else? Love me. He's on sale now. In the dentist room.
Oh, Dennis, is that where you're gonna be?
Let me look. Hold on.
Is that what they're trying to tell us?
Yeah, Dennis room. It's in the Dennis room. Tomorrow night.
All right. 1800. Tomorrow, 1800. Dennis, be there.
Be there or be square.
All right. Thank you, sir. It's been a pleasure.
You bet.
All right. Well, once again, that's been Captain Crunch right here on Radio Statler at Hope Number 9. Thanks again, sir.
You bet. Take care, man.
We'll return you to your programming.
I'm going to skip a little program.